Having a good body to attract submissive women was Tony's reason for exercising religiously. Now that he was refraining from the submissive females at the S&M club to be with me, working out became a vehicle for pleasing me, as pleasing me and appeasing me became very important to Tony. One day he called to cancel a date due to an injury he received at the gym. The poor thing was so eager to please me, he overdid it and hurt his back. Seeing this as another opportunity to condition Tony into even more submission, I told him I would meet him at his place to give him a massage. I arrived with some medicinal lotion for sore muscles, as well as a brand new shower curtain and latex gloves I had just bought prior to coming over to his place. I stretched the shower curtain on his bed and told him to lie face down. Once he lay down on the shower curtain, I started to massage the oil into his gorgeous muscles, admiring his physique, which, in reality, I owned. Being very careful, I massaged the muscles of his lower back. When I felt he had completely relaxed, I smeared some of the oil onto his buttocks, very slowly at first, so I could gauge his reaction. He never protested, probably because it was very seldom that I would award Tony a sensual touch, and he was more than eager to let me touch him so agreeably. As I got bolder, I put the latex gloves on and massaged some oil into his nether entrance. I explored him a bit, slowly at first, but at the same time, very thoroughly. Soon, he was moaning his approval as my inquiring touch would brush close to his prostate. Whenever I would withdraw my finger slightly, he would push back and whimper. Then I would insert two fingers and begin the ritual the same way, start to finish. A few minutes went by, and Tony was sobbing with pleasure. His body heat soaked into the plastic shower curtain, and he was writhing and sliding in his own sweat, out of his mind with lust, as I plundered his hole, teasing his prostate more and more as I did. Then I did it. I tickled his prostate in a kitschy coo movement, and his hips crashed again and again all over the shower curtain, with the springs of the mattress rattling quite loudly. He moaned, and I knew he was having the climax of his life, as I very softly, yet very nonchalantly, instructed him. All of it. Give me all of it, Master Tony. He must have come for a couple of minutes before he was done, lying in his sweat and ejaculate, gasping hoarsely for air. I petted his wet and matted hair, and smirking as I purred, "That's Catherine's good boy." He fell asleep soon after, and I left. You have been listening to The Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.